Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Crowd podcast. Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And you've just entered the Geraint Thomas Cycling Club, brought to you by Zwift.
Jump on your Zwift Hub 1 and jump into Zwift.
Welcome along.
So Geraint, you know that we like to treat our fellow GTCC members. We look after each other in this club. That's what we're doing today. We are doing a cheeky little bonus episode because you've finally signed your new contract.
Yeah, although slight confession to make, Tom. Max signed it for me.
Uh-huh. So is that still legally binding? I mean, he's still a male Thomas.
Oh, maybe I should have said that on the pod then, but no, yeah, it's on DocuSign, isn't it? So you just got to press the boxes. So I got him to do it, and I got his little camera that he got for his birthday a couple of weeks ago. Took a few pictures and prints them out. You know, what's it called? Polaroid?
Yeah. Been around for a long time. Yeah.
So basically, yeah. So I've got two black and white photos, one of him pushing the buttons and then another of him just watching a tally, and I've got the phone signed the contract. That's what I sent to Sarah because she was away at the time in Morocco. So, but yeah, signed the contract, Tom. It's, I'm super happy. Yeah. Because I was, I am 37, and that is quite old for an athlete, professional athlete, but I still feel I'm performing well. Take the Vuelta out of it, but look at this year, I'd say it's still pretty successful, second in the Giro, so close to winning. Everything that went on, we've been through it, haven't we? But everything went on earlier in the year. I still really enjoy riding my bike. I still really enjoy training and racing. So that side of things was easy. Then it was just the family, and obviously speaking with Sar, she's super happy where we are. Max has started preschool, really enjoying that. So yeah, it's almost a no-brainer, really. 2 years, happy as Larry. So we're like, why not? Spoke to the team, came to an agreement pretty early, to be honest, but then a bit of... logistics is the wrong word, but bit of crossing the T's, dotting the I's, but it's pretty straightforward in the end. I sat down with Rod and came to agreement pretty quickly. He cleared it from the main men, Dave B and then Jim, pretty quickly after that as well. But, you know, sometimes things take a bit more time. But so it's been quite hard to not talk about, you know, when you do interviews and stuff, it's hard to not easily slip into, yeah, next year, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. Like, what do you mean? Have you signed? So that's been, I always forget, but anyway, all good, all announced now, so I can happily talk about it. And yeah, super happy. Two more years racing my bike.
The rudest question apparently you can ever ask someone is how much they earn. So I'm certainly not going to do that. But are the team looking after you is how I'll phrase it. I don't want them taking advantage of you just because you're 37.
No, it's good. They're not looking after me, but it's fair. And I'm happy. And they're happy. And that's the best way to be. Both sides feel like they've got a good deal. So yeah, it's all good and all guns blazing now to enjoy the last couple of weeks now of my off season. And yeah, look forward to racing my bike again next year.
Do you put anything in your contract? There's famous riders that of a different sense that rock and roll musicians might have on tour, where they insist before signing a contract to tour that certain things are done for them. Anything like that in your contract? Do you insist upon a certain seat on the Ineos bus? Do you get first dibs on the shower when you get back to the bus or the rice?
So basically, I got my seat anyway. That's more the riders that do that. And the awkward thing is on the kitchen truck, to be honest, because that varies a bit. Yeah, and riders don't necessarily have their own seats there at the minute. So maybe I should have tried getting that in. Actually, a chair with just a G on it.
Yeah, closest to the serving spoons.
It's not actually, though. It's the other side. So I'm always looking at the food, which is probably wrong. It's probably worse. But yeah, I've got my two. I like two seats out of the eight. So generally, I'm okay. On the bus, my seat is sorted. That's cemented in. So yeah, there's nothing crazy. Like I was actually thinking, what can I get in there that's a bit sort of weird and out there? Yeah. But I couldn't
think. Choosing the music on the bus?
I wouldn't want that though.
No.
Because mine, I'm not, you know, Steve Cummins always says, first rule of being a DJ, you can't please everyone. But at the same time, you do try to please the majority, whereas I would be like, I just want to play my music. Which I'm sure people would like, but after a while, they probably have enough of it. Which is more hip hop. So, yeah. I was going to tweet something about it, but I was like, actually, that's kind of saying that I'm about to sign as well, isn't it? So, yeah, I didn't. But maybe people can write in about things I should have got in the contract. But yeah, for me, it was just a decent number, price, and then ended up being 2 years, which was I hadn't really thought about because we were chatting and then we were thinking, or in my head, I was thinking one, and then I just said, oh, what about two? And then they come back 2 days later. Yeah, two is fine. I was saying, oh, actually.
Seems quite a random way of doing it, because it's almost like they've given you a number for your salary and then you've just gone, double it. And then they've gone, all right, give us a minute. And you've gone, oh, really?
Yeah, if I'd done that, though, that would have been, maybe I should have just done that. Yeah, double the salary, not the term.
Shit. So what you've done is you've committed to another year of absolutely battering yourself around the roads of Europe and beyond, whereas you could have gone the other way and done a year for twice. I mean, even if they say no, what issue is there in saying it?
Yeah, true. But as I say, you know, both sides are happy now. So otherwise, there's nothing worse, is there, than having a contract where one party feels a bit... done over. It's never a healthy relationship then, is it?
No, that's true. It's just that there's too much resentment, isn't there? You're not truly a Sky/Ineos lifer. I mean, you are in terms of that team, but you did ride with Barlow World before that. But you are definitely longest serving, aren't you, as a rider?
Yeah.
Who is in your wake now? Because Stannard was there, obviously, from the start, but he is now a DS on the team, so I think we have to take him out of the equation, do we?
Definitely. He's gone, mate. He's not riding. Everyone knows management. Yeah, exactly. He's the dark side now. Swifty's the closest. Swifty's the closest because he had a 2-year sabbatical when he went to UAE, and then he came back. Luke started in 2012, so he's the same as Swifty. The team started in 2010. So, yeah, I've got 2 years on everyone, mate. There's only Carsten in senior management who's been there from the start. Dave B's not in there because he's sort of moved on, and he's still the big decisions have to go through him still, so he's still a huge part of the team. But he does other sports as well now, you know. So are we counting him out? I think
we have to, really. I mean, he spends a lot of his time with Nice Football Club. He may be spending more time with Manchester United at some point. We'll have to see what happens there. But I think we have to take him out of the equation.
Yeah.
I mean, how many? You're hands-on all the time.
Exactly.
You can't just have someone who makes a few decisions like once a month.
Yeah, exactly. Slacking, mate. Dave's not. So Carsten. Oh, Slarky, the bus driver. He's the other one who's been there from day dot. Other than that, I think it's just us three. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I'm guaranteed 2 years. Those two, who knows? They could lose their job next month. <mentally. laughs>
on an absolute knife edge.
Yeah. So, no, so it is weird. Part of me thinks, would changing teams be nice, interesting, exciting? It would be all of them, but it'd have to be the right team. You know, Movistar came in last minute with the last contract, but at this stage of my career, it's like, why would I? Like, this feels home. You know, as I said, I've known Rod since 2003, I guess, 20 years. Dave, the same, maybe even longer. Lifelong friends. You know, Luke started racing with him when we were 11. When I was 11, he was 7. And, you know, we're still in the team together. Swifty, you know, we've ridden the tour together. Swifty was there at the Giro with me. Luke was there in the tour when I won. You know, like, yeah, it's my best mate. So get on with a lot of the team. It's obviously English speaking. So I had no reason at all to want to leave. Other than wanting to change, but I was like, I don't really want to change anymore. I'm like that. I'm like, you know, my dad, I'm stuck in my ways now. Like, I am what I am now. There's no changing me.
Love me as I am.
Yeah. The time to move would have been like a few years ago, you know? So, super
happy. Post-tour in 2018, you got an offer, didn't you, from a team?
Yeah. And even before that, I had plenty, like when the contract talks came around, but it was always the best place for me to perform. I felt, you know, I'm not saying I couldn't perform somewhere else, but especially now I've at the stage of my career I am, I want to finish, like, to be honest, the last contract I signed, I thought I'd be finishing this year. So it is weird to think I've got another two, because I'll be finishing when I'm 39 after 19 years pro.
Wow.
Like, that's a long old stint, isn't it?
That is.
But I don't feel old either, though. I think because obviously when you're around, especially our team, we've got a lot of young guys. When you're around them all the time, and I don't know, in this world, like pro cycling, I don't know. I think it just keeps you feeling young. Like, for instance, Max's school, right? So I went to this party and speaking to the other parents, the dads, and some of the mums, but mainly the dads. And they're chatting about, you know, I don't know, finance or some tech company that one of them sold for, like, ridiculous money. Like, it's just a different world. Anyway, I just started, one of them just looked at me and I just started laughing. I was like, mate, all I know is riding my bike. Like, well, when it hurts, you just try a bit harder. Like, that's my world. Like, for the last, that's all I've known. And then I, hearing them talk, I was just like, I just don't feel old enough to even be, I don't know anything about this. Like, we had Max's parents even as well a few days ago. I sat down and she was like, first, before we start, any questions for me? And I was thinking, shit, am I supposed to ask questions? I don't feel responsive enough to be in a parent's evening. Like, so, yeah, maybe I need to start growing a bit, maybe. But as I say, great. Love this life, love this world. Family are happy, why not?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I always think with you and Ineos, it's a bit like, right, you've got your favourite local pub. You've been going down there for years. You know the barman. When you walk in, he doesn't even need to ask what you'd like because he knows what you'd like and he just starts pouring your drink. And, all right, there's a new wine bar that's opened down the road and some people are bigging up the wine bar, you know, and they do Aperol Spritz. And they don't do Aperol Spritz in your local. They look down their noses at you if you even suggested it, but it's your local.
Yeah, mate, I'd look down my nose as well. Like, if you order an Aperol Spritz on a rainy Wednesday night in Cardiff, you know what I mean? Like, you've got to be on the beach in the sun for an Aperol Spritz.
Yeah.
You know, what's that wine bar trying to do? Come on. You're not in the south of France, mate. You're in the centre of Cardiff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But it's funny you say that because the local restaurant where me and Sargo every now and again, as soon as we walk in, he's like, gin and tonic? Yeah. Go on then,
go
mate.
On then.
Yeah. Hendrix? Yeah. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good. And like, I feel like, you know, recently there's been a lot about Sky then Ineos, like, going downhill and other teams passing us. Jumbo 100% have, like, hats off to them. They're leading the way now. At the rest, I'm not sold on that. Like UAE, if they didn't have Pogacar, they're bloody good, don't get me wrong, but we're pretty handy as well, you know. And I'd say it's nip and tuck between us. You know, a quick step up in their game, they've got Remco, you know. If they didn't have him, where would they be? So I don't feel we're a million miles away. I think it's just, yeah, Jumbo is setting the bar now. And part of me, I feel like the team has gone through, it's going through transition. It's definitely had a lower couple of years than what we used to, because we won the tour like 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. No.
14 was nearly.
14 we didn't. 14 we didn't. So 12, 13, 15, 16, 8. Times,
yeah,
in nine years.
Nine.
So of course when you don't win it, it's going to be bad. But then 2020, Carapaz was on the podium. 21 was the year we didn't podium, the first time since 14. Last year I was, and this year, you know, Carlos was fifth, could have been fourth at that big crash. It's like he's young. You know what I mean? It's like we're not like a million miles away. Like, look at Movistar. Like, I'd say they're quite a bit further away, but not that we want to compare ourselves to them because, well, yeah, just think about ourselves. But yeah, part of me is like, I want to be part of this journey back to the top with them as well. Like, help out with the guys coming through. You know, hopefully we have another couple of sign-ins. And yeah, we see how it all goes. But to just be part of that and help continue the progression back to the top. Hopefully we will be back to the top before I stop. But we'll see. I'm not going to continue too long though. I think I'm pretty sure this will be the last 2 years.
You don't want to be like a Japanese footballer who's still playing at 54.
Yeah. I just think 40 is a bit old to be racing in this peloton. But then you look at Valverde, like, fair play to him, like, but he's totally different to me. He was more professional, basically. He loved that life of being 100% bike rider all the time. And I love it, but I need the downs to be 100% on it. And, you know, I come from Wales, mate. Like, we like a drink. We like, you know, different sports. Love, you know, rugby. And, you know, Nibali as well. They grew up in cycling, you know. That was their thing. They, you know, I heard a story that Valverde had rice and chicken on the last stage in Madrid. You know, when they went for a night out, he had rice and chicken. Yeah. But not that there's anything wrong with that. If he wants rice and chicken, let the man have rice and chicken. But, you know, I want a bit of dirty, bloody, actually, no, Chinese. A nice bit of ham on. A real nice, expensive ham on, yeah. I had that last night, mate. Lovely. But
did you?
Yeah.
You probably get it in that wine bar down the road where they do the Aperol Spritz on a Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. It's a great place, that. Yeah. I went in there from the back door. Nobody can see. But
does it mean that you get to choose, right, when you get to this stage and you sign a new contract, who is deciding what your racing ambitions are for next year?
To be honest, more me. The last few years, when you get to a certain level in cycling, you basically get to say what motivates you, what you want to do. And within reason, the team pretty much go with that. So I'm meeting with Connor, my coach, next week to sort of debrief this year and also look forward to next. And so I sit down and see. Basically, it's a choice between Giro or Tour, I think. I'm sure the team have a point of view as well. So after listening to that, I don't know what it is exactly. But yeah, we'll see. Classics are also something I'd like to do, but
I wonder about the classics, because when I got to know you, you were more a classics rider than you were a GC rider.
Yeah,
you were becoming super domestique. But I always think of it, and the races that you loved as a kid, you grew up on the classics, didn't you? And you loved the classics as a junior as well.
Yeah, exactly. In Belgium, just love those races in Belgium. Like that's March, and well, March basically for me, really, that's where you want to be.
You can stick a bit of timber back on.
Yeah, I've done that, mate. Can you not see? But I don't know. There's so many options, but we'll see. We'll have the meeting and we'll see.
Yeah. Any races that you haven't ever done that you'd want to do?
Well, Lombardy. And I thought this year would be the year I'd do it, because I was like, yeah, I'm going to do the Giro. I'm going to come out of that good. You know, even if I'm not, you know, podium, but I'm sort of like just there or thereabouts, morale high. Oh yeah, I'll do another 3 weeks, do Lombardy. Mate, I can wait to just get out of that world and just go home. So I don't think I'll ever do Lombardy, to be honest. And I'm happy with that. Because like part of me is like, a few people have said, oh, but you got to do Lombardy. Now, why? Why do what go to Lombardy and like DNF or come 100th? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like for me, it's always been about performing like big at one time of the year. No, not, it doesn't have to be once, but a real big goal, a real big target, and the rest is just either on the way to that, and obviously they mean something, but it's still on the way to something bigger. And it's all part of it, like winning Paris-Nice and Dauphiné, that's all part of winning the Tour. You need to learn to sort of like defend the lead and, you know, cope with all the stuff after the stage and media presentation, you know, being later to the hotel, you know, all that jazz. So it's not that they're worthless by any means, but I mean, just having that one big hit. But then after that, it's so hard to continue at a top level. And these days, you got to be 100% to win anything, let alone Lombardy. And I don't want to go Lombardy just to say I race Lombardy. So it'd be sad because, yeah, I think I've done pretty much every other world tour apart from China. Definitely don't want to go to China.
Not bothered.
100%. Like, Luke enjoyed it. He sent me some good feedback, but yeah. Got to finish a Tour of Britain, really, haven't I?
Yeah, you have, actually.
Yeah.
You have. Right. It's great to know that you have signed a contract, G. I'm sure I speak for everyone who's a member of the GTCC that there is plenty of time for you in retirement to come and join the rest of us doing muddy bike races and cyclocross and mountain bike and all the things that we like to do. So fill your boots for the last 2 years. Keep lining up the guests for the pod. I mean, this is really, really good news for the pod, because there's going to be a generation of riders coming in who feel like they can't say no to you because you're so old.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, hopefully the pod's still going then. The pod's going to outlive my career, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's the plan, isn't it? Yeah. It's your retirement package.
Sweet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, oh, nice one. Yeah. Good to chat. And yeah, here's to two more years, mate.
And here ends the bonus pod.
Back in.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.